The sun has set, the fire is crackling, everyone knows what that means. It's time for ghost stories. This is Tales from a Campfire. I'm your host, Tommy, and tonight's tale is called A Doll Named Mary. A family was getting ready to move houses when the younger daughter's beloved doll Mary was accidentally thrown away. The girl was extremely sad and wept to her parents. "It's okay, we'll buy you a new one," they said, and the girl willingly accepted. She got used to her life in the new place. The girl eventually forgot about Mary. And one night she got a call at home. Her parents hadn't returned yet, so she answered, "Hello?" There was another end of the line was silent. "Hello, who is this?" "It's Mary-san. I'm at the dump." "What?" The phone hung up. "Mary." That was the name of the doll she had lost. She put it down as a prank call from her brother, but it still bothered her. Then the phone rang again. Although she figured it was just the same prank caller, it also might have been her parents, so she answered the phone. "Hello, Mom?" "It's Mary. I'm at the corner store now." The phone hung up. Now she was getting creeped out. She knew the store that the caller was talking about. It was really close. For a prank call, something sure was strange. The girl began to think. Then the phone rang again. It's gotta be the prank caller again, the girl thought, but she was herself and might be her parents, and picked up the phone. "Hello, Mom, is that you? Come home, quick." "It's Mary. I'm a block away." The phone hung up. She picked up the phone to call her parents' cell. The same time the phone rang again, causing her to answer it accidentally. "Hello? This is Mary. I'm in front of your house now." The phone hung up. The girl trembled with fear. There. They were standing. They knew where her house was. She pulled the phone out of the wall and peered outside. There was nobody there. There was just the dim light from the front porch and the streets. When it was standing longer, the girl checked the front door was locked and went to run upstairs to lock herself in the room. The phone rang again, the same phone she had just disconnected. There was no way it should be ringing. No idea what was going on, and her fear and anger laid bare. The girl picked up the phone. "Who is this? Stop it right now." "It's Mary. I'm right behind you now." This tale comes to us from the campfires of Japan, and this has been another episode of Tales from a Campfire. And hey, if you guys want to listen to these tales by the residents of a campfire during these trying times, videos will be uploaded to YouTube with a campfire. Just search for Tales from a Campfire. We'll start with this episode and eventually have them all loaded in. Once again, thank you all for listening. You all are great.